Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Everything turn. There is a season turn.
That's the Turtles bringing us back. A song from a passage in Ecclesiastes, part of the book of one of the books of wisdom from what we Protestants call the Old Testament. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you get a little bit of everything on this show, folks. Just want to warn you if you don't already know that. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great time with our good friend Robert Brands. Rob has been with us now for over 5 years. He's the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation. He's an innovation expert extraordinaire, and got a new book out too, right, Rob? Robert's Rules of Innovation 2, The Art of Implementation.
Yeah, and it's all in The Art of Implementation, because execution, and I think a lot of the discussions you have with guests, it is all about execution. You can have a great idea, but if you don't put it in place and execute it properly with two key elements, it's basically people and process-oriented. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's lots of back and forth between Robert's Rules of Innovation 1 and the second one, all about implementation. But over the last 5 years, Jim, actually a lot in talking with you and other experts, you know, you find out people can figure out what it takes to create and sustain innovation, but when you go into the detail, you know, it really starts in the top, and it needs to be what I call a structured, repeatable process. Because if you don't go into this repetition, people forget about it, and it's another fire word of the week, or drill of the week, or fire of the week, and people forget. So ultimately, you know, creating an environment of execution, it starts with the top. It starts with the leadership. You know, you have to define what innovation means to you and your organization, you know, and you need to really create your innovation mantra, I call it. You know, innovate to thrive. Set a goal that is attainable. We used to have a small business, and we said, okay, at least one new product per year. That doesn't sound like a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a small business, you have a lot to do. But it helps to really get everybody on the same page. And in the business that I was in, where it took 18 months from concept to launch, you really have to plan things out. And if you don't do that, you're going to trip and you won't have something in the second year.
Right.
So
right.
It starts right up there to put it all together. The biggest challenge really is alignment. And I call it alignment of objectives and your reward system. Think about that. You know, often the bigger your organization grows, the more people have individual objectives. And ultimately, you as a leader have to make sure that the overarching goal, whether it's new product sales or sales growth, that everybody is on the same page. Because if you are misaligned there, people will just drive and work on their own agenda, on their own reward system, and it won't go in the same direction. I always compare it to an aircraft carrier that goes in the middle of the ocean, and all those ships are around it, but you can't see them. They're over the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't go exactly in the same direction, you won't be optimal in your offense or defense.
Well, you got to make sure that everybody, every contributor, knows what their game plan is. Just like as you said, in a shipping lanes or driving on a road or a sports team, right? Everybody has to know their job, and they have to focus on their job. And you need to have an expectation for each one of them too, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be crystal clear. And one of the biggest challenges really is to just eliminate this whole feeling of not invented here syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's be creative and do things. And it doesn't matter if you see it somewhere else, and it applies to your business, and you can make your business better. The other day, I was in Amsterdam. I walked through the canals, and I see this barge go through the canals with a big sign DHL on it, like the FedEx of Europe. And I said, how wonderful, what a nice advertising billboard. And then I looked closer, and I realized it was their delivery
vehicle.
That's
right.
As you well know,
in Amsterdam, that's how you get stuff.
It's impossible to drive through the congested street. So they use that actually as a delivery vehicle. But so that could be used by a construction company,
mm-hmm.
you know, to have a barge with their material, make the delivery on the street and make it a lot more efficient. So it doesn't have to all to be invented right inside, but look around you and really, really look around what you can see and use.
Mm-hmm.
But so much of implementation and execution is all around people, you know.
And I want to come back to the leadership part just a minute. You mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
You know, so many times leaders, the leadership of an organization gets a what my dad used to call a wild hair, and they start something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't finish it.
Right.
And the next time they want to start something, nobody wants to listen because they think this person is not going to follow through. If you're the leader, if you're going to start something, you're going to get everybody all excited and worked up about something. You need to make sure you've thought it through enough so that you don't have an abort. What do you think, Robert?
Absolutely. And the easiest tip I always say to leaders, especially in a growing organization, is put innovation on your monthly meeting, your monthly management agenda. Because once it's on the agenda and it's structured and it's repeatable, people know it's going to come up
mm-hmm.
next month again. The
mm-hmm.
other thing is the role that you play as a leader. I worked, as you might remember, I worked for Herb Kohler for a while,
yep.
in Giant in Plumbing, and basically he chaired the monthly new product development meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think that said to the whole organization?
Mm-hmm. It was important to the big guy.
It was important to him. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So do you think that Steve Jobs was engaged in the new product development schedule every month?
To the end of his days. That's right.
Of course. So
yeah.
you need to be that role model. And,
right.
and I know you're busy with cash management and sales and strategic planning.
This is what the CEO, this is one of the jobs of the CEO. This is part of the vision of the company, innovation, folks. It's not a management issue. It's a leadership issue. Robert'sRulesOfInnovation.com, is that right?
Absolutely. Look at Robert'sRulesOfInnovation.com or InnovationCoach.com.
All right. So check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.